Troop Enigma, in collaboration with Performing Arts of Woodstock, is presenting Peter Schaefer's award-winning play, Equus, directed by Michael Juzwak. Dr. Martin Dysart, a psychiatrist who has grown unhappy with his life, takes on the peculiar case of Alan Strang, a reserved teenager who has been accused of brutally blinding six horses. Dysart slowly unravels Alan's background, learning that he grew up in a strained household with a devoutly religious mother and an atheist father. But as Dysart begins to trace the roots of Alan's problems, his own also begin to surface. John Remington and Michael Juzwak join us this morning. Michael is the director of this performance. John plays the psychiatrist, Dr. Martin Dysart, and it's a great pleasure to have you both on the roundtable this morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, I will tell you honestly that we obviously get pitched a lot of local theater, and we do as much as we possibly can. And I, when this crossed our desk, I was surprised because you don't see many groups doing Equus.
No, you don't.
Now, I know there's reasons for that, but it's such a damn good play. I would think that even given some of the challenges inherently involved, that it would be something that you would, companies, especially companies of your size, would want to do.
I would agree with you. The big problem is that there is nudity in it.
Yeah.
And to find community theater actors who are willing to do nudity is really rare. I've known several productions that tried to mount it, and they had to stop because they couldn't get someone who would do the role nude. So that's probably why a lot of community theaters shy away from it.
And it is, I've seen a couple of productions of it. I think the nudity, you know, it sounds like it's essential to the storyline. But it is, I mean, it doesn't come off. It is, it's very much a part of the story.
Right, right. You have to have it in order for the play to work. And again, finding actors who are willing to do that is a little daunting sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, a couple diagnostic questions I have for you, and then we'll get started in full form here. Troop Enigma is what, and how is it in collaboration with PAW, Performing Arts of Woodstock?
Troop Enigma is an LLC. Michael, myself, and another actor, Austin Lightning Carruthers, formed Troop Enigma about 2 years ago because we had so enjoyed working together previously to that in about four or five productions with Michael and us that we really wanted to just keep working together and doing the things that we wanted to do.
So I apologize if this comes off as dense. So Troop Enigma is the company, the venue is Performing Arts of Woodstock.
Exactly. And in this case, Performing Arts, that's why Woodstock and Performing Arts of Woodstock have been so great because they were willing to co-produce this with us and to make it happen. Whereas other places might be a little bit leery of doing that, but they weren't. The town is great. PAW, PAW is great, and we're really looking forward. Well, we've been co-producing with them now for 2 months, so it's
right.
But they've been great.
Yeah.
Why is, I guess I'm curious as to, as a company, of what work you like to do and sort of what the mission statement of your particular group is.
Well, go ahead.
No, you're both.
I was going to say, when we formed, basically what we wanted to do is delight audiences as well as keep them off guard a little bit. So we're kind of known for doing comedy. Our first production was Lend Me a Tenor.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did The Play's a Thing.
Yep.
And then we thought, you know, let's just keep it off kilter just a little bit, ergo Troop Enigma. You know, we want to make sure that we're surprising audiences and putting in front of them things that they may never see or haven't seen.
And this is just a good old-fashioned, like, buckle into your seat. You're going to be immersed in a hell of a drama.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
And Well, that's, I mean, that's my favorite type of theater.
Yeah.
I'm just, the more depressing, the better.
Oh, well, this is it.
Yeah, well, I know, I love it. The more dramatic, this all comes from my mother. But it's fantastic. So what is it like to direct that?
It's great. It's a little daunting at times because you have to balance everything. The actors don't always necessarily understand a drama versus a comedy. And sometimes they want to play things in a comic way, even though it's a drama. Or sometimes they want to play it like a tragedy, which they go way off the deep end.
Is that really a problem? What you're saying is surprising to me.
It can be a problem, yes.
That actors don't see a dramatic role as a dramatic role.
Well, like I said, they tend very often to see it as a tragedy. So they go further than they need to go. Like if you're supposed to cry, they cry hysterically instead of, you know, a soft, mild cry. Or they'll cry in every scene. Or if they have to have a scene where they're angry, they get really angry.
It is, now in my day, we called that overacting.
That's exactly correct.
Not that that's true in our cast.
No, not at all. We would never have that.
No, but as far as challenges for the director, that is finding the actors who don't lean to that particular style.
Right. The other thing about Equus, it's not a typical set. I mean, it really, you need your imagination to see what's going on, because there's no walls, there's no doors, there's no windows. It's in the audience's mind, or in Dysart's mind, or Alan's mind, who's the boy who blinds the horses, on what's happening. So to make that visually work is very daunting, because you have to have the right lighting, you have to have the right set pieces, and you have to have the right costumes and sound so the audience can see what it is that we're trying to present.
What is it like for you to play Dr. Martin Dysart?
Well, I think daunting was a good word, but it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Not as long as Michael's wanted to direct this show, but, you know, a long time. It's really kind of the role of a lifetime. It's one of those things. He's got so many different layers. He's got so many different places and times that he, you know, he's current time, talking to the audience, monologues, up the wazoo. And then also he's talking to present time and explaining the story to the audience, but at the same time playing the past. And so that's really challenging. And then he's got so many of his own layers that it's been a real treat to discover those and to play those. So I love it. It's daunting, but it's a challenge that I'm really enjoying.
As far as you wanting to do this, Michael, for a long time, I think it's so nice that you get the opportunity. But I'm also struck by just Peter Schaefer is an amazing player.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. I think you would want to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, Amadeus, Royal Hunt of the Sun. I can't think of his others off the top of my head. But, yeah, there's a wide variety of what he does, and he does it really well. And this, personally, I think this is his masterpiece myself, yeah. Although people would argue with me.
Yeah, I won't argue on that with you. It's just a gorgeous piece of theater. We were talking about the challenge that the nudity brings. How are you dealing with the horses?
We have the actors who come on stage. We have the horse heads, which you can see through, and they have hooves. We have a movement coach, Melissa Matthews, who's worked with them very extensively, so that when they move, when they walk, they sound and look like horses. Wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, no, I mean, no.
Puppetry to a sense?
No. Okay. It's live actors, but once they put their horse heads on, the way she has them moving, you can see an entire horse.
It becomes a ritual, and so putting their things on becomes a ritual, and it looks like one. Everything is in sync and synchronized. And really, the movement's the head movement. You know, that's what looks like the horse. Now, that's what becomes the horse. And then, obviously, Alan and Nugget have a special relationship. And so that's been acted out and movement. But there's no horse, you know, no neighing or, you know, that kind
right.
of thing.
I mean, because you don't need it, really.
No.
What is I would think that you all in doing this and rehearsing and getting ready and mounting it, that you would have some really interesting conversations.
Oh, we've had a lot of interesting conversations, actually. The actors have actually contributed greatly to the overall feel and understanding of the show. We've talked in depth about each character, what the play really means. I think it's important that all of the actors understand the vision of Schaffer's so that they can then bring it to the stage. And we've had a lot of conversations that have really helped do that.
And it's important for the actors and obviously Michael to kind of be on the same page of that, because the point is that, you know, audience members are going to react very differently. And we need to understand what we think is the reasoning for what's happening and what's the point and what's the motivation, so that the audience can walk away, and you're going to have 50 different reactions. You know, you're going to have somebody who's not going to know what the hell was going on, and then you're going to have somebody who's going to understand what's going on, and then you're going to have everything in between. And that's important. We don't want to tell the audience necessarily what they should believe.
Right.
That's interesting, because there is an abstractness to the work.
Yes,
there?
Absolutely.
It's very abstract. And that's why it's important that we're very clear on the message that Schaffer was trying to present.
What do you think those messages are in a nutshell?
Well, when Michael would ask ad nauseum, what does the play mean to you?
You said that lovingly.
I did. Absolutely. To me, from Dysart's point of view, the play is all about passion and having a passion that goes deeper than just, you know, hobby or, you know, that kind of thing. It's like getting below the surface with what your passions are. Now, in some cases, Alan's case, it goes too far. But there's all kinds of reasons. And then the other part of it is, how do certain people turn out the way they turn out? You know, is it their environment? Is it their bringing up? Is it just something that happens? And that's what Dysart's struggling with, because in his mind, it's like suddenly one snaps, is one line out of it. And why? No one knows. It's just, they're just like that.
Like, but you said, it's very layered.
Yes.
So it's about passion. It's about worship. It's about what is normal. It's about how does society treat or look at a person, and how does a person become the person they are through society. So it's very, very layered, and there's lots of different conversations that can happen around that. And it's, you know, religious versus non-religious. It's passion versus non-passion. And it's about, you know, who are you and how did you get that way and why?
I guess this goes without saying, it is on your website, but for mature audiences, and that's probably a good warning. And we'll note that it runs weekends April 19th through May 5th. Tell us about the actor who plays Alan.
He's a young actor, meaning he hasn't a lot of experience. He came to us. He's worked with us in other capacities. He hasn't had a lot of stage time. But he has really, really grown through the part. He's listened. He's watched the other actors. He's willing to do what needs to be done, and he does it well. He's a young man who wouldn't normally do this type of part, but we took chances on him, And he's really shining through, actually. He's doing some really remarkable stuff that has floored me at times. I'm sitting there going, wow, I can't believe you're doing that. And he's got some natural instincts, which I don't think he understands that he has. And they're really shining through. And as we get closer and closer and closer to performance, he adds more and more nuance to the character, to the show. And he's really becoming a very, very excellent actor.
Troupe Enigma, in collaboration with Performing Arts at Woodstock, is presenting Equus, directed by Michael Jeswak. Also, we had John Remington with us today. Equus will run weekends April 19th through May 5th.